absolutely delighted to be at this kind of key stage of going to tender, because there's certainly light at the end of the tunnel for this project, which, you know, we've been planning for the best part of the last 8 years. We already have a scheme in Lifford of 53 houses, a mixed housing unit that's been open since 2008. This project in Castlefin is for 34 units. Again, it's a mixed development of general needs housing, housing for the elderly, and HSE bungalows as well. So it's been a long time coming, but we're absolutely delighted to be at this key stage. You know, for the people who've been involved in Habentegg, our roots are firmly in East Donegal. This is really a great moment. Paddy Keeney, our chairman, and people who've been involved for a long time, like Ronnie Barrett, Nathan O'Doherty and Kevin Gallagher. And I'd like to pay particular thanks to Stephen Shevlin, manager of Habentegg Housing in Lifford, who has been key in driving this project on over the last year. And others too in the council locally obviously put a lot of work into this, and in the HSE, and we appreciate that too. It is a team effort.
And what is the next step now once it gets past this tender stage?
So the tender process goes on over the next 4 to 6 weeks. And once the tenders are in, and hopefully we have competitive tendering, we'll be planning to start building 2 months or so after that. So we'll be hoping in the second quarter of this year to actually be on the ground with the shovels in the ground digging for the houses. And after that, that project will take in the region of 12 to 15 months before the units will be ready. But they're much needed. We're all very aware of the huge housing need that there is in Donegal, in East Donegal, indeed throughout the country. So we're made this very significant progress, and are absolutely delighted.
And with regards to the housing crisis, are there any plans to roll out similar projects in the county?
Well, we would be hopeful that we could do other projects. Our own project in Lifford was an award-winning project at the time. It completed, as I said, in 2008. We did hope at that time that we might be able to go on and develop other projects, and many people came and saw what we did, because it's quite unique in terms of the independent living that we encourage and the spaces that we try to provide for individuals and families. But then, of course, after 2008, the country went through very difficult times for 6 or 8 years, and no further projects were possible. But now that we're well on in development of this second project, we would hope that the model would be something that other areas would be interested in, and that we may be able to develop and to pursue.